Thank you and good afternoon. Sunday marked the day that the consolidation of the Humboldt County Coroner's Office with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office took effect. Friday was the last day of work for County Coroner Dave Paris, who announced his retirement back in November, despite being re-elected for a second term in June of 2014. Paris, along with Sheriff Mike Downey, endorsed the idea of consolidation with the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, citing a lack of sufficient employment and equipment as some of the key reasons. Shortly after, the board unanimously voted to approve consolidation. Sunday afternoon, a single vehicle collision occurred on the US 199 that resulted in a man being treated for minor injuries after crashing his car into a drainage ditch. 73-year-old Gold Beach resident Richard Welch was driving southbound on the US 199 south of Patrick's Creek Road at a speed of 25 miles per hour when, for unknown reasons, he let his vehicle leave the roadway. His vehicle then struck a concrete drainage culvert. The impact ripped the front right tire off of the vehicle, and the car came to rest partially in the drainage ditch, with the rear of the vehicle blocking southbound traffic. The crash also prompted personnel from the Gaskeep Fire Department to contain oil leakage from the vehicle to prevent it from contaminating the Smith River. Welch was transported to the Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The investigation into the collision is ongoing. The Arcata Fire District responded to a structure on fire in the 1000 block of Griffith Road in McKinleyville Sunday night. One engine from a McKinleyville station and a chief officer initially arrived at the scene, and they discovered a garage was already on fire and the blaze had already vented through the roof, spreading to another residence 20 feet away. The call came from a tenant of the property who discovered smoke in the yard, and when he went into the garage, he found more moderate smoke along with fire in the attic. Fire crews were in small numbers, as only 10 firefighters were available at the scene. Crews were able to control the fire, and the building was considered a complete loss, but the neighboring residents only sustained minor damage. There were no injuries reported. The fire is under investigation, but at this time, it is believed the fire may have been accidental. Saturday night, officers from the Fortuna Police Department were able to locate 20-year-old Derek Ray Johnson, who walked away from a sheriff's work crew site in Fortuna last week. Johnson was serving a sentence for petty theft and being drunk in public when he walked away from the crew site. Johnson's release date for that sentencing was scheduled for February 15th. During Super Bowl Sunday, the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force was in full effect before and after the big game, and there was an increase in arrests for driving under the influence compared to last year. During this year's campaign, there was an increase of 4 arrests for people driving under the influence compared to just one person who was arrested last year. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Currently, the Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z is holding its first meeting at the Humboldt County Courthouse. This meeting is mainly an organizational meeting to discuss procedural matters for more meetings that will be held in the future. Future committee meetings will usually discuss the status of the county's budget and projections regarding revenue generated from the tax measure passed in the November election, Measure Z. The meetings will also discuss the committee's roles and expectations. A state senator has introduced a bill into the Senate that, if passed, will regulate where privately owned drones can be operated. Senator Hannah Beth Jackson of Santa Barbara has introduced Senate Bill 142 that builds upon existing regulations about where drones can be flown by prohibiting them from being flown above private property without permission from the owner. Drones can be flown above public lands up to 400 feet per federal aviation rules, and Jackson said that the bill falls in line with trespassing and privacy laws that are already on the books. The Northern California Community Blood Bank has announced that Laura Wilson has been elected as the president of the Blood Centers of California. Wilson is currently the Director of Quality Assurance for the NCCBB and will serve as president of the statewide organization for the next year. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.